All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's 1:07 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order board, we're going to, everybody on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with you, Steve.
Steve Lasky, present.
Devin Anderson.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. We know Stephanie Nast is trying to call in. If she doesn't make it, we'll excuse her from the meeting. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. We'll move on then, board. There are the board meeting minutes from December 6th. Have you had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I did review them.
Okay.
I
If you're
made a motion to
perfect,
accept
Steve.
them as written for February. Well, actually, I don't know the date on it. I gotta pull
December
it.
6th.
December 6th meeting minutes.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
I
Thanks,
second that
Devin.
motion.
I saw your lips move and I was going to give you credit. So, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I'll let David throw up the financials and we can walk through those.
Thanks, Michael. So for Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District, the financial statements as of December 31st, 2024, this is in the balance sheet. We have in the general fund a developer advance receivable of $2,033 to cover accounts payable of $2,033. In the debt service fund, in the bond fund, the 2024 series, we have $1,991,158. And in the surplus fund 2024 series, $1,024,742. In the capital projects fund, in the project fund for this 2024 series, we have $6,714,708. And in the cost of issuance fund 2024 series, $5,617. Moving on to the general fund, a statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have expenditures, accounting $2,032.33, insurance $3,710, and the developer advance for the other financing sources, the $2,033. That's the receivable that we have in there, and then transfers from other funds of $3,710 for the insurance costs. I don't know, Michael, if you had any legal bills or invoices that need to be included in that later on, but.
I our billing guys, I never talked to them, but I've got to think there would be. So
Okay,
we'll
that's
get
what I
with you
was.
on that.
Okay, sounds good. Going on to the debt service fund, we had revenues consisting of interest income $16,900 and transfers from other funds of $2,999,000. That gives us an ending fund balance of $3,015,900. And in the capital projects fund, we have revenues, interest income of $44,268, and bond issuance costs for expenditures of $549,157, and capital outlay of $1,772,076. With that does pass our expenditures, so we'll want to put a in the next meeting a budget amendment for to update the final 2024 budget. Other financing sources, so transfers to other funds of $3,359, and bond proceeds for the series 2024 bonds of $12 million. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $6,719,676. With that, I'll open up to you guys if you have any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little closer.
Ward, you guys comfortable?
Yeah, I think I understand it. So
Okay.
we've spent basically 1.7 million out of our allotment, and we still have about 6.7 million right now as it stands.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, then, Board, what I need would be a motion to accept, approve the financials as stated.
I make a motion to accept the budget as stated, December 14 financials.
I'll second that
Second.
motion.
Jeff, good to hear you.
Hey, sorry, I'm a little late.
Nope, you're good. All right, so Steve and Devin, motion second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, that's everything that I show on the agenda. So, Steve, when we get the quarterly report, are you going to be the one that signs as the developer?
Yes.
Okay. So if once you send it to me, if you'll look for an email that comes from ShareFile, that'll be the electronic version for you to sign.
Okay.
And then once you sign it, I'll get it all prepared and forward it over to UMB for filing with them. So
Okay, great. Stephanie, did you hear back from Iron Rock yet on that acreage?
I did not. I called them this morning and I got a voicemail at their office. So I'll try them back now that I've got some service on my phone. I'll try and give them a call here in just a moment and see if I can get that acreage all broken down. That's the only thing that I'm pending, Michael, and the rest of that report is complete.
Okay. Thanks, Steph. Appreciate it. All right, Board, if you guys, do you have anything for us that we need to know about, work on, anything like that?
Not that I know of.
We're
All right.
good.
Yeah, done at this point.
Perfect.
All
But
right. We can connect anybody if they're interested in owning one of these special units for themselves.
You know what? Where you guys are at is tempting. Super tempting. So, all right. Well, last thing I need then would be a motion to adjourn.
have a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Thanks, Steve.
I second that.
Second.
Thanks, Deb. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay.